Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. There are many religions in the world, and of all these religions, I have chosen to follow Christianity. I have chosen to follow Jesus Christ. In this series of talks, I would like to give you 7 reasons why I have become a Christian. So there will be 8 brief talks in this series. In the first talk, this talk, I'll just read a scripture and then mention to you the 7 reasons why I have chosen Christianity. In the subsequent 7 addresses, I'll take each of these points and expand on them a little bit. So why have I become a Christian? Let me read some verses to you from the prophecy of Isaiah. I'm reading from chapter 45 and verse 18, and I'll read down to the end of the chapter and make a few comments as we go, and then give you those 7 reasons why I am a Christian. Verse 18 of chapter 45 of Isaiah reads, "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other God." You will see as we read down these verses that that thought is repeated. There is only one true God. He says, "I am the Lord, and there is no other." I have not spoken in secret. God has spoken clearly. The Bible is there for us all to read. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, "Seek me in vain." I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. We can depend on what God says. Then he says, "Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you who have escaped from the nations." And then makes this comment, "They have no knowledge who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God that cannot save." Can you imagine yourself following a religion where they have as a God an image they made? They took a piece of wood and carved an image out of it. Or another one would take a piece of stone and carve an image out of it, and call that image God, and worship it, and pray to it. God said, "There's no sense in that. They have no knowledge who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God that cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together." And then he asks, "Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me." There's the repetition of that thought. "I am a just God and a Saviour. There is none besides me." Then he says, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other." Again repeating that thought. He says, "I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him. In the Lord, all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. And of course, that truth applies to every nation. We're reading here from Isaiah, and that's part of the Hebrew scriptures, which are now part of the total Bible, God's revelation to all men. So it's a very interesting reading. Now, I said I would mention seven reasons why I follow Jesus Christ. The first one is this: Jesus has the total story. The reading there starts by saying that God created the heavens and the earth. God was here before the earth was here. God was there in eternity, and God made the earth. The earth runs its course, and then later in this reading he says, when it has run its course, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess me to be God and Lord. It has the whole story from eternity through the creation of the world right to the end of the world and back into eternity. The second reason I follow Jesus is that Jesus is above all other gods. There is no God but him. The true God has revealed himself to us in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all co-equal. And Jesus Christ is God. And Jesus is above all other gods. When you go through to the last book in the Bible and the 19th chapter of it, you have a word picture of Jesus Christ returning. Jesus Christ will return to this earth, and he has a name written on him: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is above all other gods. The third reason I follow Jesus is that Jesus has all power. He is almighty. He was able to say to his followers, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. The fourth reason I believe in Jesus and follow Jesus is that he has power over death. You and I have no power over death. When the time for us to die comes, we succumb to it. When Jesus was here on earth, he said to his disciples, I have come here to die. I have come here to die as a sacrifice for sins. I have come to die for your sins, but no man is taking my life from me. I'm laying it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. And he did that. On the cross, it says he gave up his spirit. And then, of course, he is risen from the dead. The next reason I believe in God, I believe in Jesus and follow Jesus, the fifth reason, is that Jesus is the only one who is perfect. It says he is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. That's why he could be the perfect sacrifice for sin. And the sixth reason, Jesus is the only one who can forgive sins. And if we're to get into heaven, we have to have our sins forgiven. We can confess our sins to men, but men cannot forgive our sins. Only Jesus can forgive sins. There was a day when a paralytic man was brought to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, Son, your sins are forgiven you. And the religious men listening to that says, he's speaking blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. And they were right. God only can forgive sins. But they didn't know that Jesus Christ forgave is God. Jesus Christ is God, and as such, he can forgive sins. And the seventh reason, Jesus is the only one who can save. The scriptures say, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we may be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Seven great reasons why I follow Jesus Christ. Why, of all the religions in the world, I have chosen Christianity. How about you? Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Have you come to him and acknowledged him as your Lord and your Saviour? Have you acknowledged yourself as a sinner? Have you repented of your sin? Have you had your sins forgiven? I trust you have. Amen.